Internet of Things. So I assume all of you know what crosswalk is. Does anyone here that doesn't know what crosswalk is?
I don't know.
Oh, so crosswalk is this runtime for Tizen 3.0 and other platforms, which we have been working on at Intel for some time. And Samsung is recently joining the project, so we're moving it to Tizen. And I have a small disclaimer before I start, because I actually didn't write this presentation. This presentation is submitted by my colleague, Thiago Vignetti, but unfortunately he couldn't make it to this conference. And as I work on crosswalk and I work with graphics as well, he said that I should try to present that. So I'll do my best to answer any questions. First of all, I'm Kenneth Christensen. I work as a web platform architect at Intel in Europe, so I work out of Copenhagen, Denmark. I worked on the WebKit project for a long time. I was actually the original creator of the WebKit EFL port, which we did back at Nokia times, and now it's been used on Tizen. Since then, I've worked on Qt, WebKit, and lately I'm working on Chromium. So crosswalk, the big difference between the current runtime in Tizen and the new one is that the new one is based on Chromium and thus Blink instead of WebKit, which is a fork made by Google of WebKit. So what's the agenda of today? First of all, we'll look at the Internet of Things, what it means for crosswalk from a graphics perspective. Thiago came up with what he believes is a good new graphical architecture. We'll introduce that, and we'll look at some of the challenges. If we look at Tizen, Tizen is basically Linux. It's very similar. If you look from a, basically you have Linux, you have a GL driver, and then on top of that you'll have X11, or on Tizen 3.0 we'll have Wayland. Then you can have like native apps that can be written, for instance, with just a Qt version. There's EFL as native toolkit, and you can have web apps. So Tizen has this web runtime, currently based on the WebKit and EFL, and the new one will be based on crosswalk. One of the big issues with all these embedded devices and variables is that they don't have a lot of room for having like a big battery, and they're very low powered, and there's not a whole lot of stuff in there. So we need to cut everything possible to make it possible to run web runtime on such small devices. So, if you look at the web today, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of graphics memory being used. Everything is, you double buffer things, you make sure that things are very smooth when you're doing scrolling, and try to really use the GPU to save battery and to have like smooth animations. Unfortunately, on most of the Internet of Things, or at least the current generation, of course things will change in the future, they have very low powered, very little memory. Most of the times, they don't even have a GPU. But there's also some good things, because as the device is so small, people don't expect that you interact with it the same way you do with a phone. Because on a phone, you want to have like double pan to zoom, etc. But some of these devices, it might be fine to just show some data and have some simple interaction paradigms. So this is one of the good things. Like often you see, for instance, if you take a look at the Gear Watch, you basically have one full screen app running at the time. So like window management can be simple, you don't have multiple apps, and the UI normally is simpler. So as I said before, crosswalk is based on Blink and Chromium. It provides a legacy implementation of support for the current APIs in Tizen. So you have all the web APIs that's known from HTML5, all the new stuff going on, but you also have all these Tizen-specific APIs. Interesting thing, as crosswalk is based on top of Chromium, Chromium has this new thing called Ozone. It's basically an abstraction layer where you can implement things like how to create a window, how to handle input events, and you can easily port it to new platforms. This is, for instance, what Google used when they made Chrome run on the Chromecast, which is a very different kind of device than, for instance, a laptop. There are some implementation of that, one using kernel mode setting, for instance, and there's a new one for X11 in the works. So Thiago's idea is that he believes that with crosswalk, you can basically use, you can make all your application just using that runtime on these embedded devices. Everything is web, so it's easy to develop for. There's a lot of resources on how to make apps. And as you don't have all these other requirements, you can have a very lean graphics architecture. There are, though, a lot of issues as well. So this is experimental. We'll have to figure out what we do about it. One of the big problems is load time. Load time of web app is not very good. And if you have like a very very slow CPU, it might even get worse, right? Even though the applications are pretty small and simple. So that is definitely an issue we have to look into. So let's have a look at the graphical architecture. The graphical architecture that Thiago suggests should have these following features. It should be able to run on these constrained platforms, so variables, Internet of Things, and have simple window management. The idea is that you remove all the unneeded things, like the window management, like all these, like, and the toolkits, and all apps are full screen. You can also choose, because Chromium supports software implementation of all the GL stuff, so it is possible to use a software renderer, and that way reduce like memory. Unfortunately, that does have an impact on graphics performance, especially if you want to do something like smooth scrolling and swiping between apps. So we'll have to look at if that is needed. And I think that depends very much on what kind of product you're creating. Internet of Things can be many different things, right? But it's an option. Using Ozone is very nice because it allows us to be very easy to change the whole platform implementation. So if you get a new kind of hardware, if it's a watch or it's a refrigerator, you have different hardware. And basically, you just need to implement a new back platform implementation of Ozone. The example that Thiago has actually been trying to prototype some of this, and he was using a kernel mode setting and software backend. And he found out that it actually works pretty well. Chromium has a few other things that helps a bit. Because you might say, hey, but we can't really develop everything in web, and we do need a bit of interaction, like window management, like how to close an app, etc. And how do I do that? Well, Chromium comes with something called Aura. Aura is a kind of UI framework that is very, very simplistic. This is what Chrome is based on Windows and on Linux today, and will probably come to other platforms as well. It allows you to do like the minimum things, like the whole Chrome UI on Chromium today, on, for instance, Windows, is written by Aura. So like the icons, the toolbar, and stuff like that. So it is possible. So this is something that can be used. And it doesn't require any other toolkit, and it's very lean. It's not something like 50 megabytes extra library that you have to have running and in memory. If you look at the final architecture, you will have the kernel, the GL implementation, you'll have your own implementation of Ozone, the platform layer. And on top of this, you have the rendering engine, which is called Blink. This is comparable to WebKit. And some Chromium stuff that makes sure that it can talk to each other and load pages, etc. And on top of that, you can create, or we can have run Crosswalk on these Internet of Things devices. So basically, summing up, it's possible to create a new architecture designed for Internet of Things using Chromium, and it should work on even constrained hardware devices. One of the good things is that there's a lot of less complexity, because if you remove like a toolkit and do very basic things, you also remove a lot of code, which means like a smaller attack surface, less bugs, hopefully, and better integration. And there is even like a proof of concept. I hope that these slides will go online at some point. I'll try to talk to people arranging the conference, because then you can access this URL and actually have a look around how much it takes. So what are the next steps and challenges? Well, first of all, there's no native option. So what can we do with that? Do we really need that? Is the first question for this Internet of Things device that people are developing. Is that a requirement? Everything goes through Chromium. Chromium comes with something called native client called Nagle, or now it's even the new one called a portable native client called Pinnacle. And that allows you to do some kind of native. It doesn't really allow you to run native apps that are not sandboxed and have access to the file system. Everything is very sandboxed. But it allows you to port like game engines, and there's a lot of game engines that already works with Pinnacle. Or it allows you to optimize specific features. For instance, if you need to manipulate video or audio, which is very expensive and CPU intensive, well, then you don't want to do that in JavaScript. Then it's possible to implement that using C++, using the Nagle or Pinnacle toolchain, and then have that run and access that from your web apps. So that can help a bit with web performance. But the biggest issue is basically, what about UI responsiveness, especially if you don't have a GPU? And what to do about launch time, like launching all the different applications and the runtime. So that is basically it. So I'm wondering if people have some questions. Yeah, you? Okay, this calls for a bit of history. So the question is, what is the relationship between Chromium and WebKit and Tizen, and what's all that about? And you have to look at WebKit came from a project called KHTML, which was an open source project. And Apple, they developed a Safari browser, and they released it at open source. And that became very, very popular. So when Google, they were trying to figure out, what should we do about the web? Should we bet on Firefox and improve it, or should we do our own thing? They looked to WebKit and thought, this is a really, really lean and mean code base that we can create a browser on top of. And they created Chromium. So many years, there was a lot of benefits between like Apple, Nokia, Adobe, and Google, and everyone working on the WebKit project, including Samsung and Intel with Tizen. But about a year ago, there was a kind of breakup where Google decided that, I think there's a lot of tension in the project, like people had different ideas about the web. Like Google and us, we really want web apps to succeed and become a success. Whereas Apple were more like, they just wanted a very good browser and a good rendering engine for showing their iBooks, but they didn't necessarily want to improve the web for creating apps. So a lot of tension was going on in the project, and they decided it was time to quit, and then they took a copy of WebKit and called it Blink. So both project, what happened over the next coming month was that the WebKit guys removed a lot of Google code, and the Google guys removed a lot of Apple code, and created their new projects. So as Tizen is based on WebKit, it of course meant that we would have to figure out, what do we do in the future? Do we cooperate with Apple? What is the chance for Apple continuing wanting to cooperate as well in WebKit with others? Now you don't have Google there, so there's maybe not so much benefit for them. And there's a lot of different things that we try to consider. And if you look at it, Chrome and Google, their whole plan with the web platform is what Tizen is about. We want to create web apps. So Chromium and Blink seems like a perfect match for us. And even for Samsung, you already have like smart TVs, even use like native client. Pinnacle support in some of the new smart TVs, also something that works well out of the box with Chromium. And it has a very, and another thing is that Chromium is what we use on Android. So we at Intel, we work on Android. It's better for us to optimize Chromium, and then we optimize Tizen and Android at the same time, instead of having multiple applications and projects. So a lot of things to consider, and that made us figure out that probably Chromium and Blink was a better solution for us, and a better architecture as well. So for Tizen 3.0, it has been decided that we will use a web runtime called Crosswalk, which is based on Chromium and Blink, instead of the current one based on WebKit. That explained it? Yeah. Any other questions? No questions? Yeah.
What is the system on the chip that you are using for prototyping and testing?
I don't exactly know what Chiago used, but we of course have internal ones, and we have the idea, I guess, would be to run this on the Edison, at least from Intel point of view. But I don't think I haven't had the hardware myself yet, so I think they're probably testing on Galileo or something like that.
So
which is higher end. But of course, the idea, if you want to run something like this, it has to run on something very low end.
So the next question is, Galileo and Edison, you don't have any video hardware components. How do you do the interfacing?
No, at least we don't have any product that has this today. And the whole thing is, that's why when you talk about Internet of Things, a lot of them won't need a runtime because they don't have a display attached. You will need something that has a display attached for this to make sense. Because if you just want something that communicates with you, it might be easier or simpler to have a simple Linux and maybe a Node.js server running, and then you're good to go. But this is if you have a user interface, like for instance the Galaxy or the Gear Watch or something similar, or you want to use it to create like a refrigerator with a small display, then this comes into place. But right, what we're concentrating on from Intel's point of view with Internet of Things today is things without a display. But that doesn't mean we won't have displays in the future. Any other question? Chromium and Blink is an open source project. It's founded by Google, but it's actually pretty open. It was actually one of the fears that we had in the beginning is that how is Google going to do with Chromium? Is it going to stay open? Are they going to dictate what people do? And we've been very, very positively surprised. And actually Samsung, they were just announced like yesterday, they're the second biggest contributor to Chromium. So it's an open source product in the same way that WebKit used to be. So we're working upstream. When we're talking about Crosswalk in particular, everything we do, when we do a patch, we try to apply it to upstream. So it will benefit like Chromium, all the different platforms, Android. If that doesn't fit with their architecture, their plans or whatever, and it defeats it, it's very specific to Tizen, well, then we'll do it downstream. But we're trying to at least rebase all our patches every 6 weeks on top of Chromium. So there's no fork or anything. It's all upstream. yes, Crosswalk exists today. It works on Tizen. It's even demonstrated downstairs on Tizen Comment. But Thiago has a prototype where he has it running on some kind of embedded hardware. I haven't seen it myself. We don't work in the, he works in Brazil and I work in Denmark.
You didn't mention much about application development tools for something like this or for Chromium. Can you talk a little bit about that? So desktop development and porting it to whatever hardware you're running.
Well, this is the idea about the web is that you're basing it on standards, so you have the same tools and you should make that working. But of course, if you start looking at a project like this, you don't want to import maybe all of jQuery and you want to do something more simplistic. But the idea is that this is the web, it should be easy to create and it doesn't really depend on this project as such.
So for Chromium, it's pretty easy to develop?
It's pretty easy to develop too. And there are working a lot on some new specs, standards, because like Intel and Samsung, we're a member of the World Wide Web Consortium, together with Google, Apple, and others. And Google have been pushing a new set of specs, of ideas, called Web Components, that allows you to create reusable elements, so you get your own elements, so it's not just like a video tag or audio, you can create my element, and then you can use all these elements together and create your apps. So it becomes easier to develop for the web. You get encapsulation, it has even HTML import, so you can import components from different URLs and distribute them with your application. Yeah?
So you're saying this is the web, okay?
Yes. I would hope, I think that would be the best if you can have like one protocol to control everything. It doesn't necessarily need to be, like over Wi-Fi it would probably be like HTTP, right? Tizen does have a Bluetooth API, so you can talk via Bluetooth. But looking at the industry and what people are doing, like even what, I think Samsung also announced something this week, for interconnection, most of these things are based on web standards and not directly on Bluetooth. But maybe it would be, you can abstract that. But this is like the industry, this is all new. And at some point, we do need some interoperability specs that allow other people to create their refrigerator having a talk with your smartwatch. And I think this will take some time because you see, like Apple, they're doing their things, so they'll probably be like Apple only. And other people will do their things. Google might do their things. And I think it will take a while before you have the open specs that allows all of these things just to work together. And I at least hope that will be the case. Yeah?
It seems that in the native world, that MQTT is the transport of choice for this kind of thing. So it's not very relevant because we're talking about the web, but that's kind of the question. If you you want to leverage MQTT, how you can maybe wrap this and
I didn't get it myself. So.
It was a comment that I was trying to have answer the question that in the native world, MQTT, message queuing transport something, is the protocol and the transport of choice for the thing that you're talking about, IoT communications between devices.
MQTT
is very popular. It's not used everywhere, but it's, you know, very popular.
Okay.
But we're talking about the web, so it might not be relevant.
I can tell you, Internet of Things is really new, and everyone is looking at it. And even like the World Wide Web Consortium is considering what do we do for Internet of Things, and can we create some specs? So, and we'll definitely try to participate in that and find out what is the right solution for these things. Okay. Crosswalk works with remote debugging just like Chromium does. Yeah, it's similar to how the old web runtime works. It might not work exactly the same, but it's based on the same code, but it has diverged since then. But there will be remote debugging, yeah. This is very, very complicated because if you look at Blink, Blink is what used to be WebKit. So it does much more than rendering. It's like it's loading, it implements all the JavaScript APIs, it talks to V8 to have the JavaScript engine. And Chromium was the part that was not in WebKit. So it came with the IPC, it came with some of the other things, implementation of some of the features like geolocation, and the security model. What is happening is that some things has moved from Chromium to Blink and something from Blink to Chromium. And now they're actually looking into joining the two projects in one. So there will be just one project. The thing is that the way Chromium works is that you don't directly use WebKit APIs as an application developer, as a Chrome developer. You use the Chromium APIs on top of it. They have this API called the content module. This is what... it's something like a WebView API, but more low level. And you can implement delegates to different things you need. So you can implement like the Chrome browser or other things. So Crosswalk is implemented as a web runtime, not a browser, so no bookmarking and all that. And it's implemented on top of the content API. That was also shown in one of the slides here. It's a like, Chromium content module. And then there's some other modules with extension and et cetera. So Crosswalk also comes with its own extension system. And there's a talk later today by Thiago Santos that talks about that, how you can create your own new APIs that will be exposed via JavaScript as extensions, separate modules. Yeah, but the APIs, the web APIs in Tyson today are all implemented directly in JavaScript core. So the way it works with Crosswalk is simpler. You have some JavaScript shim, and then you can just like, and it's this IPC, it works over IPC, it's secure, it can run in a different process, etc. But there's a talk about that, it's very interesting. Any last question? Yeah, in the back.
So you mentioned that Crosswalk works on Gear.
It works on what?
Gear 2, the level.
We haven't tested on Gear 2 yet, no. Memory footprint for a web runtime is very, very difficult to say because it depends a lot of the application. It's an application runtime. It's the same thing to say, like, what is the memory uses of a Qt app? Well, it depends on the app. But it is a lot higher than native apps, and it's something we're trying to work on. Like, what can we do to reduce it? One of the ways is, for instance, with the extension modules, is that all these, if you don't use an extension, it will not be loaded. So at least you don't just load everything. And a lot of work is also going into Chromium as such to modularize a lot of things in Blink to make it separate so you can load things on demand. So, and in that way, reduce memory consumption. Yes?
So what's the status of Frozen One? Does it run on Samsung Z? Is that part of that?
We don't have access, Intel, to the Samsung products. I hadn't seen the Z before this. Crosswalk has been running on older Samsung prototype Tizen device. It has been running on Intel. I had a ZTE Geek device with Tizen on, and it was running. But currently, we moved all of our work to Tizen 3.0 because that became the target for Crosswalk. And as there's no phone or the Samsung Z doesn't work with Tizen 3.0 yet, it doesn't work there. But we have it running on IVI, we have it running on Tizen Common being shown at the Intel booth downstairs.
So it's an Intel thing?
No, it's initiated by Intel, but it's an open source project, and we're cooperating with Samsung on this.
So it replaces something that was there before?
Yes. The EFL WebKit port.
Oh, EFL WebKit?
Yes.
Google have something
similar. They have their own thing inside of Chrome called Chrome Apps. And they even have a small launcher in WebKit inside of Chrome and Blink that allows you to run some of their like Chrome apps separately. But I don't think that they don't have the same plans as us. They don't care about Tizen, for instance. And they care about Android, and native app is a big part of that. So
there is stuff around Android.
Well, we have Crosswalk running on Android as well. But there's a big difference between on Tizen. Tizen will come with Crosswalk, so you just install your web app. On Android, you have to take your web app and wrap it into an APK which distributes Crosswalk together with the application. Okay, then I'll say thank you very much for joining me today.